can't fall far from the tree. I hate a time after revenge. Can't seem to forgive all that you did. I hope I don't have to pretend. Can't seem to forgive again. I did it to myself alone. I got up off the shelf, okay. You can't control me this way anymore. Photon scooter, hop in the whip, I'm a star beam shooter. Better not lose her, I need a me quick like a new computer. See me dancing at the club with my friends, no romancing. Keep in mind the mission. I can't believe the stars have chosen me.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Harrison. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I am joined here, as always, with Autumn Malone.
Yep, I'm here again.
We got somebody else in the studio tonight.
Who might that be?
I don't know. Let's Who might that be? Bean Shooter's in the house.
Bean Shooter's back.
Bean Shooter's back in the building.
You might recognize his voice, but you will certainly not remember what he says.
Real.
Wait, I'm sorry. I need
You do need headphones.
Yeah, headphones stopped working too. I
can't even hear you.
Oh wow.
No, you're still coming through. You might want to move over to another mic. Technical difficulties. WMFO Classic. So that was Air by the Talking Heads off of Fear of Music, which is their best album. Just kidding. It's Remain in Light, but Fear of Music is their second best. That was Air. Brian Eno went crazy on that one. The usual. You know how it be. Got a weird set list. Just kind of an amalgamation of stuff I've been listening to recently. Got some Donald Fagen later in the hour of Steely Dan fam.
Yes.
A little bit of that midlife crisis music.
I've actually gotten very into Steely Dan. You always mention them, and I didn't listen until like last week. I'm in it now.
Yeah, it's the best. They're the best. But up next, got a classic. Nas dropped King Disease 3 a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. It's good. I feel like Hit-Boy's kind of sleeping for most of it, if I'm being honest, but it made me go back and listen to some older Nas stuff. This is one of my favorites off of Illmatic. This is Represent. So taking advantage of that explicit music ability.
Of course.
So enjoy. Ben's pondering.
I'm here to learn. I like to be the quiet guy in the room until
you're on a radio show. They
he's
can't
stoic,
see you,
dude. What do you mean?
Okay, let's just. I'm listening. I'm right. listening.
Wait
for
till
now.
After the song. Ben's gonna come up with the most profound stuff of all time. So
I'm
let's,
ready.
Let's
I'm
play
ready.
Some Nas, and that'll really get him thinking.
All right, this is Represent off Illmatic. Enjoy. I love Apple Music. It never gives me any problems. Give me a second to download these songs so I can play them on air.
Yeah, the.
Oh boy. Alright, you know what? Calling an audible.
He's calling an audible. We turned Ben's mic off just because.
He's not saying anything profound. So. Yeah.
What would you guys like me to say? I can give a take
anything,
on just
man.
About anything.
Just take anything. On anything.
It's
take
real. Okay, anything. No, you know what? It's not Apple Music. It's actually Tough Secure. So you know what? Let's chop it up while we wait for this to actually work.
Yeah, we're gonna wait for the internet to connect. I mean, our internet is struggling right now. I brought the Xbox back from home, and we had to make a few updates. And I think yeah, that explains why my Zoom call was lagging so much. I think we might need to upgrade to the. $70 a month.
See, I struggle with the base one in my just with me.
Yeah,
like they cap the bandwidth. It like I don't even know. Whatever.
Yeah,
doesn't like when
Ben
I'm.
Ben hasn't even paid me for utilities yet, so I don't know yeah. what he's talking about. No one is getting any hot water until I get some Venmos. So sorry.
Just boiling water on the stove.
I just see him outside taking an ice bath, just like. Trying to clean himself.
All right, well, I think I got it working, so we're going to go straight back in. This is Represent by Nas. Enjoy.
Mad criminals who don't care, guzzling beers. We all stare at the out of towners. They better break north before we get the 4 pounders and take their face off. The streets is filled with undercovers, homicide chasing brothers. The D's on the roof trying to watch us and knock us and kill a coppers, even come through in helicopters. I drink a little vodka, spark a L and hold a Glock for the fronters. Wanna be ill niggas and spot runners, thinking it can't happen till I trap them and clap them and leave them done. Won't even run about guards, I don't believe in none of that shit. Your facts are backwards. Nas is a rebel of the street corner, pulling the tech out the dresser. Police got me under pressure.
Represent, represent, 34. Represent, represent, butter. Represent, represent,
yo, they call me Nas, I'm not your legal type of fella. My wet drinking marijuana smoking street dweller, who's always on the corner, rolling up blessed. When I dress, is never nothing less than guests. Kobe walking with a bop and my hat turned back. Love committing sins in my friend's cell crack. This nigga raps with a razor, keep it under my tongue. The school dropout, never liked this shit from day one. Cause life ain't shit but stress, fake niggas and crap stunts. So I guzzle my Hennessy while pulling on mad blunts. The brutalizer, Buddha
synthesizer, accelerator. The type of nigga who be pissing in your elevator. Somehow the rap game reminds me of the crack game. Used to sport valleys and gazelles with black frames. Now I'm into fat chain sex and text. Slide new chicks and new kicks, heinies and bags.
Represent, represent.
Fat, this is what it's about. Before the BDP conflict with MC Shan, around the time with Shantae, just the real Roxanne. I used to wake up every morning, see my crew on the block. Every day's a different planet, had us running from cops. If it wasn't hanging out in front of cocaine spots, we was at the candy factory, breaking the locks. Nowadays, I need the green in the flash, just like the next man. Fuck a yard guard, let me see $100,000. Could use a gun some, but fuck being a wanted man. But if I hit rock bottom, then I'ma be the son of Sam. Then call the crew to get live too. With Sue, Bark him, my brother Jungle Big Bo cooks up the blow. Micah chop it, Mayo, you count the profit. My shit is on the streets, this way to Jake should never stop it. It's your brain on drugs, to all fly bitches and thugs. Enough respect to the projects, I'm Ghost, one love.
Represent, yo, represent, yeah. Represent, yo, represent.
Living a real fucking life in every projects all over. To my man Big Will, we still here. The 40 side of burning. My man Big LES, Big CeeLo from the Dime, Sean Penn, the 40 busters. My crew the Shorty Busters, the 41st side of burning posse, the Goodfellas. My man Cormega, Lakey the Kid, can't forget Drawers, the Hillbillies. My man Slate, Wallet Head, Black J, Big Spot. Spot.
Big Dog.
We rock shit a lot. My man Malachi, PhD, and my man Primo from Gangstar.
94 real shit, y'all.
Real shit, y'all. Harry, yo.
Fuck y'all crab ass niggas, though.
Bitch ass niggas.
Bitch ass niggas.
Yo, bitch ass motherfucker.
Come to Queensbridge, motherfucker.
It's really crazy the lack of respect that some people have for this studio, because this headphones half of it's not working. They broke the record player.
These headphones don't even have one of the muffs on them.
Yeah, so. It makes you wonder if people are really respecting that rule. You know, you have to adhere to strict guidelines when you're on air.
And not just on air, honestly, just like in every facet of life, you should be restricting yourself to very strict guidelines when it comes to really anything.
Yeah,
I think it's a matter of respect. I feel like that this is such a popular club and there are so few spots to go around.
Mm-hmm.
And like, if this is what's going on,
you should feel honored.
Man,
really, you should feel honored. What do you think, Ben?
I mean, there's a degree of sheer perspicacity that one must have in order to effectively communicate one's own ideas, and if you are not one of those people, then that's fine, but WMFO doesn't want
you. Do you think perspicacity can be learned, or is that like some inherent quality?
I think it's innate, but those who have it must find
them. What do you define as innate? Like, you're born with very formative years of your life? Because I feel like that the stuff that's instilled in that period, I think that can become innate.
I think some of us are special.
You just break the mic.
It's fine. He's holding it. It's all
good. I think that alone isn't enough. You also have to work at it.
I agree.
Yeah. Wait, I feel like we need to back up a little bit. Can you just define, like, for our viewers that don't know, can you just define perspicacity?
Yeah, Ben, what's the difference?
I plead the fifth.
gun to your head.
It's not working out for me. It's just a big word. The thing about massive words is that you never really know the true definition, because they're so massive that you'd think that they'd be built with all these building blocks. But
we hear
not.
On Stranger Waves are purposely esoteric, even when we don't know what we're saying. So,
Yeah, that I can get on board with, I'll tell you that.
Exactly.
New guest.
So we're gonna play a song while Ben fixes his, while Ben picks up his mess.
People these days really make a mess.
Yeah, can you introduce the songs? This was your suggestion.
Oh, I don't know. That's a lot of pressure.
I mean, okay, this you just is, say the name of the artist.
So when, this is know. My brother was playing this in the car the other day, and all five of us were just. We were singing along, and it was great vibes. So,
how's your brother doing?
He's doing well. I mean,
he's good.
Yeah, I don't know. I spent a lot of time with him, and made me realize how similar we are. And it was kind of a scary realization. But anyways, this is Evergreen by Yeba. Banger.
Let's do it.
I kissed my penny and I threw it. I prayed I'd keep my soul. Went down to the river where the water bends. The only place I know. Oh, I can see the forest for the trees. So will you wait? Mississippi's overflowing. Hold your current in my hands. You bring the meaning to my moments. Oh,
so Ben, I've heard some talk about you being on the online dating scene.
Ben, how's the eHarmony life?
Yeah, I can't hear a thing.
Coffee meets bagel.
Wait, try again.
Farmers check only.
Check. Oh yeah.
You're okay.
I got it.
Can you hear?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that was a good song.
Yeah. Did you guys watch the U.S.-Britain game?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I watched, like, half of it. Oh, yeah, wait.
Yeah,
wait up.
I was in Times Square for
that. Welcome to Ben's FIFA Corner.
FIFA Corner.
I'm gonna be straight with y'all. I have never been very into soccer.
Neither have I.
Found myself getting very into that game.
Yeah.
Mm.
I mean, it's a real commentary on, like, colonialism. You know what I mean? Because, like, the U.S., perfect country, right? Like
nothing wrong.
Never done anything wrong. Britain, on the other hand, they tried to like colonize the U.S., which is really, really messed up.
You want to know what the most messed up part about this was?
What?
My friend from England was texting me, "We're gonna go King George the Third on you."
Oh no!
I was like, "How dare you evoke my nation's tragedy?"
And then you said, "This is a democracy."
I mean, did you not say back to him though? Did you not reference Boston Tea Party? Something along those lines.
I threw back to him that we bailed him out twice in both world wars. That's that was true. My go too.
We did give him. We got him like, some help there.
How was London looking before the U.S. joined the fray?
Ooh, ooh.
Yeah, man.
Ben's fun to have on the show because I can just like look at even off the show. Like I can just look at him in he'll a certain laughing, way, and yeah. he'll just like start giggling. So this is going to be fun.
No, it's funny. The game, the US-Iran tomorrow, I'm going to have it on in my class. Just like
that'll be fun. Is that like 1, right?
It's like, yeah, 1 o'clock.
That's annoying.
Yeah, that will be fun. yeah, anyways, Auden, what's it like having a car on campus now?
Oh, yeah, guys, we got... I'm putting you in the hot seat. Ben knows too, but like, I mean, all us Nor'easters, we're not too far. And so my parents were going to be like, oh, we'll drive you back up to school. And then they... saw that it was going to be a 5-hour trip there and back, or I guess 10 hours there and back, and they're like, nah. So I got the trusty old stick shift Tiguan.
We got a whip that around campus. I remember that.
Yeah, the stick shift Tiguan. That's a nice car. It's about to die.
I've never learned how to drive stick. Can I stall the shit out of here?
The transmission's already on its way out. If you want to be the last kick.
I mean, that Tesla practically drives itself.
let me rant real quick. So, my family has a Model 3, right? They sold my Volvo, but like the car that I normally drove, which was a Volvo. Loved it to death. Lease expired. I wasn't going to take it up here because I don't have a parking spot. Don't want to drive it in the winter or whatever. Sold it. So, I go down, and what am I driving? I'm driving the Model 3. These cars drive so poorly. I swear to God, I do not understand how people have been tricked into thinking the Tesla is a good car.
You know what? You know what you got to get yourself?
What?
Ford F-150 Lightning.
The Lightning.
That thing, man. It's a palace on wheels with a pickup bed.
I feel like the pickup bed was included in the palace.
You know, people who drink.
I mean, I'm
you
just know, saying the cab drive, itself is.
I'm gonna say it. People who drive an electric truck drink light beer.
Yeah,
and those are no friends of mine.
They do.
But they have really good blood pressure.
We do have really good blood. You're gonna outlive me. But the thing with the Tesla is that there's two modes. There's standard and there's chill for like the acceleration.
Okay, is it called chill?
I cannot drive
Wait,
it.
Is it's it actually called chill?
It's called chill.
Oh my god.
Wow. I cannot drive it. And this is the base That's level so Model 3. I cannot drive it on regular. It is too jerky. The thing accelerates too quick. Mm-hmm. I'm used to like a car having gears, you know, and like having to naturally accelerate.
It is weird. Yeah, I remember going to like the New York Auto Show at the Javits Center in like 2014, and the like BMW i3 came out, and everyone was like really like, whoa, look at this Larry electric David's car that's not.
Yeah,
I love that thing. Look at this car that's not a Tesla, and I was like, oh, we should get one. And then I was like, oh, there's no gears, so I can't drive stick. And I was like, oh man, so close.
My mom had one of those i3s. And she hated it because she couldn't, you'd have to open the front door to open the back door. You couldn't, like, there was no handle for the back
door. It's like the U-Haul? It's like
yeah,
U-Haul
it had trunk. Little, like, Jesus. Like not butterfly, but what's the word? The, like...
Yeah, I don't know what the word is
for that. Not weird suicide doors, but I know
but yeah. And she would always get so mad, she'd be like, I have to open both doors to put in the groceries.
I think I don't know. The thing about the Teslas is that they're also just, like, really poorly built. None of the pieces actually fit together properly. And, like, the steering wheels, we've had it for, like, 8 months. Steering wheel is already fraying. Mm. This is not a whatever.
Know. A part of it, like, it does. Elon Musk doesn't seem like the guy to make the world a better place.
No, but it makes the worst place.
I do think that the Tesla and, like, the sort of name that he's given to electric cars, just in terms of, like, I don't know. Putting it on the map, right? Because we've had that technology for so long, and he like actually decided to build a big business out of it. And
here's the thing that I'm worried about. We don't know how to dispose of like the batteries that go into these things.
Right.
We can't recycle them. You can't throw them in a landfill. So it's just kind of like we're producing all. Like, sure, it's great because it's not producing CO2, but like those batteries have to go somewhere.
Yeah,
very true.
And I'm worried. And I'm worried about if Tesla does end up being a fad and phases out in the next 10 years, what are you gonna do with all those batteries? Throw them in the ocean? Yeah.
Well, even if they don't,
shoot them into space, probably.
Yeah.
Even if it's not a fad, I would assume that after 10, 15, 20 years, all those batteries are going to be defective.
And yeah, they're going to have to... But they don't decompose. Like,
yeah, exactly. Like the problem will persist. Yeah. Like, regardless of whether or not it's a fad. You know. Yeah, that is a good point to bring up.
All of this comes down to, like, what the military is willing to fund.
Well, no, it comes right? down like it comes down to lobbyists, dude. Like, some guy figured out how to turn plastic into petroleum, and he was found... He killed himself a few weeks after his invention went public.
I know, it's really... It's amazing how many of our, like, scientific discoveries come from just the government being like, we're going to figure this out. We're going to throw a bunch of money into this. We're going to figure this out. And usually it works.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to...
On that note...
Whoa. Who just walked in the studio? Is that hip-hop mega icon Kevin Bean Gates? Shooter? What do you have to say, dude, man?
You did not start no car battery with your bare hands.
If I didn't, may God murder my children. I hate that I even spoke about that. I just put my hands over the battery and prayed, Lord, please let this woman battery start.
Maybe if you put your hands on the battery and say, Lord, please make this battery go away, maybe we won't have a problem anymore.
Oh, man.
And wait, just like he's gone.
Kevin Gates is our solution to this problem. I might bring that up in my next
math class. You know what one of Kevin Gates' dance moves is called?
What is it called?
DL in her stomach. I'm not even kidding.
That's a dance move?
Yeah, it's just like him, a solo. It's just him dry humping the air. And it's called DL in her stomach.
Poet. He is a poet.
Poet. You know who else is a poet?
Who else?
You guys ever hear of Michael Gira?
Who's that?
Frontman of post-rock legend band Swans.
I've listened to Swans. But I'm just bad at the names.
Fair enough.
I am bad at the names.
I'm trying to sound pretentious. I wasn't actually expecting an answer. This is A Little God in My Hands. This is like one of probably 5 or 6 Swan songs I could actually play on air. Like, just that it's not like 20 minutes long.
Yeah.
But yeah, this one's really good. I've been listening to it a lot recently, so enjoy.
Let's hear it.
everyone, just a quick PSA, some numbers to think about. The United States has the world's largest documented prison population, both in absolute and proportion.
For those of you who are new listeners, one of my favorite bits is to make somebody read a PSA with really intense music in the background.
All right. Where were we at? The United States has the world's largest documented prison population, both in absolute and proportional terms. According to the U.S. Department of Justice, more than 2.2 million prisoners are behind bars in the United States, a rate of 730. China, which is four times more populous than the United States, is a distant second, with 1.51 million people in prison, a rate of 117 per 100,000, while Russia has the second highest rate, 606 per 100,000, for a total of 865,000 prisoners. Numbers to think about. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Yo, I got a number for you to think about, Ben. How many words are in a PSA when you choose it? That's a number. It's a long ass.
Oh, man.
It's a variable. That's what we call it in math. It depends.
Ben is faux STEM. He thinks he's STEM, but he's not quite.
Yeah, there.
I beat Jonah in a math and a logic problem today.
Okay, well,
did you, for the record, really? Yeah.
You know, I have this stunning realization every once in a while that I barely squeaked by in high school calculus, and that if I were to take any math class here, I would fail it.
I mean, the thing is, we had that COVID thing at the end of the semester, and
yeah,
so, like,
I was always fine for the first half of the year. I was never good at math, ever. I was always like fine at it,
but the first half of the year was good, and then we started getting into harder stuff, and I was like, oh, this is hard. And then we went to COVID, and I was like, oh, I'm fine, because I don't need to know anything about anything anymore.
I'll give myself credit. All of, like, the common sense math that I would actually ever use on a daily basis, I'm fine at that. Terrible at, like, any kind of actual higher, like, level stuff. Yeah. So it doesn't make
sense. You're not going to be the next theoretical mathematician.
Nah, it just doesn't compute with my brain.
Yeah, well, green bean casserole sucks.
It's the worst. It's really terrible. I'm so happy my family doesn't make it.
Yeah, it's even disgusting. Though you're down in Florida. Florida's, I mean, it's separate.
Yeah. The grossest thing my family makes on Thanksgiving is, like, my dad likes yams, but he likes them out of the jar, like, out of the can with the syrup in them, and then just puts marshmallows on and throws them under the broiler, and that's yams. And I'm like, that's vile, but, you know.
And that's, I mean, for me, dessert. That should be dessert.
That's not terrible.
But I still don't want it.
Did your parents, like, make you guys, like, eat everything? Like,
no.
This year?
No. Like when you were little.
I think like
at Thanksgiving dinner, like somebody, would they be like, oh, you have to have.
If a family member brought something, it was like, you have to put a little bit on your plate to like be nice. But I mean, I just kind of do that now. It's just like, oh.
Yeah.
The good thing is my grandmother makes this thing called corn souffle, which is literally like sweet corn.
The
like,
best.
Puffed up. Delicious. Mm. It's like
the
dessert.
Best. I'm pretty sure that's one of the reasons my parents got married was one of them making corn souffle.
That's
There's
hilarious.
Some story in that.
That's hilarious.
It's so good.
That is the most odd thing I've ever heard.
Right? That's why I'm here. I don't know. I'm pretty sure I ate everything, considering how overweight I was. I'm pretty sure I ate everything without being asked. So, why are you guys leaving me?
Too real. Too real, here, man. Too real.
Yeah. I still eat everything.
I always forget about pre-riz Auden. This is morning.
BF before morning Fiona.
There's no such thing as pre-riz Auden.
It was always there. Just had to be unlocked.
Yeah. You just need to unlock the perspicacity.
Actually, what you think of as pre-riz Auden is just me now times 1.5.
Wait, let me do that math.
Yeah, I'm wearing the numbers and.
Oh, not 1.5. 1.3.
Don't make it any more complicated. Harder to multiply,
yeah.
Man. Why did
you
do that?
You're
adding logs
thirds.
Into the mix.
All right, let me pull out the calculator. Carry the.
Oh, wait, no. Just ask Kevin Gates. Ask Kevin Gates, man.
No, he's gone, man. He's out there doing something.
Oh, yeah, he is out there.
All right, I got it. I see you now.
Why is he twerking down the stairs?
Why is he dry humping the tree out there?
Oh, I think I know what that's called.
One of my all-time favorite TikToks is like some white mom getting her like three young children Kevin Gates.
Oh, that was that's the best. You showed me that.
That is the best. And they freak out like they're like, I don't know.
They got paid to get those tickets.
Probably.
That's the best.
Oh man!
What other music do we even have here?
Oh, I got some solo Donald Fagen. Oh, 13 right. years after Steely Dan stopped making music.
What was he doing? I'm actually curious to hear what he was just doing.
Going around. Like, I think Dan put it best. The thing that differentiates Steely Dan from other like trash dad rock is that it's like midlife crisis. All of their music is just about like. All you do is get drunk and do coke, and
yeah.
it's the entire. There's Wait, their
why
entire
is that
existence.
Midlife crisis?
Life crisis.
Why isn't that
life
just crisis? Life
crises?
But why is that a crisis?
I think the bit is that when they were making the music fresh out of college, it sounds like they're in their 40s.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Ben's definitely getting there.
This is Florida Room off of. I'm not even gonna try to pronounce that album title. Donald Fagen has. Like one really good solo album called The Nightfly, and then he has this one, and this is the only good song off of the other one.
All you need is one, man.
But yeah, so this is a Florida Room. Enjoy.
There's a hurricane.
I consistently like their stuff. Like, I just...
Oh, I'm, like, convinced.
They're hitting that spot.
Even Can't Buy a Thrill... when I'm talking about, like, Steely Dan music, I don't count Two Against Nature and Everything Must Go, which were released 20 years after Gaucho and are, like, not great. Literally everything from Can't Buy a Thrill to Gaucho is at... Even their worst songs are still enjoyable and listenable. Yeah. I don't think they've released, like, a bad thing ever. It's incredible. They don't miss.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. What'd you just say?
Yeah, I want you to elaborate on that, man.
They don't miss.
Oh, they don't miss.
Oh, okay.
I thought you, like, just said a random, like, word. Like, perspicacity. Or something along those lines.
Did the full New York Times crossword today. I was pretty proud of that.
You did? We were doing that so much last year, and I just
15 minutes off it. 15 minutes.
Yeah. I'm on the chess grind right now.
We go through phases. We've been tossing the pigskin as well.
Oh, yeah, we're tossing the pigskin.
My arm from... I hadn't thrown a football in so long, and I was out there for, like, an hour tossing it around. The next morning, I wake up, I'm like, did I get a shot, isn't it? Like, I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
It still hurts.
Yeah, that was me playing Frisbee the other day with the... You know, my fellow 50-year-old men in the town, you know, just playing Frisbee on Thanksgiving morning. Legs are still sore. Groin, man.
How about that Bills-Lions game, though? That was some.
That was impressive.
It was impressive how the Giants I turned that off at halftime.
Oh, my goodness.
What's impressive is how the Lions blew that. They really called a pass on 3rd and 1.
Yeah.
In, like, a crucial possession. You're trying to run out clock.
And then that's when you realize that, like, that's why those teams are bad. Because they just can't.
Well, the thing is that, like, everybody was... I hadn't actually sat down and watched a Lions game outside of when they played the Dolphins, and, like, that was a blowout for, like, reasons, because the Lions are just a worse team.
Yeah.
But I'm watching this, and I'm like, wow, you guys could actually beat the Bills. And then it's like, oh, yeah, Dan Campbell's just a terrible coach.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you think these coaches that are, like, I mean, they've been doing this for years and years, and, like, they're paid a ridiculous amount of money to do it. Like, do we think that we're, like... We actually know more about football than that. Like, they obviously think that they, like, know something else.
Listen, Dan Campbell, I know for a fact he knows the smartest play to run on that drive is to run the ball, get the extra yard.
But if he pulls it off, he looks like a genius.
That's the point. Yeah. Is that, like, we're not weighing the fact that he's probably like, okay, this is a Thanksgiving game. The Lions never win on Thanksgiving. If I pull off this crazy upset on arguably the best team in the league.
Yeah.
Then that would be huge.
So you think he's putting his ego ahead?
I think it's a gamble. I don't think it's ego. I think it's a gamble. I think it's like, it was a gamble and he lost.
There were two games this weekend that were won on the 2-point conversion, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Right. There's certain coaches that do it more than others.
The Dolphins blew out the Texans by 30 in the first half. Goodness. It was hilarious.
Yeah, that game is ridiculous. That game is ridiculous.
I'm so happy. I cannot tell you how happy I am to be a Dolphins fan.
They're doing well. Man, Jets.
Sauce Gardner.
You guys got a good division this year.
It's the best division in football.
Right now, the Giants, like the NFC East, the entire division is set to make the playoffs right now.
It's the AFC East, too. If the playoffs start tomorrow, all four teams would be in the playoffs. Yeah. It's insane.
It's crazy. The East, man.
The crazy thing is Tom Brady's 5-6, and he's still going to host a playoff game.
Yeah.
Is that not the worst thing you've ever heard?
Actually, maybe he should get the... Well,
they're terrible. They're going to lose. Whoever they play, they're going to lose. I want, like, the Commanders to beat them in the first round. I think that'd be hilarious. Taylor Heineke taking out Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Can't make that up.
Commanders.
All right, we got one of Auden's songs up next. Yeah, the Washington Commies.
Yeah, the Commies.
Oh.
It's ringing a bell. It's ringing a bell.
Yeah, formerly known as the Washington Football Team.
Yeah.
Formerly known as the Washington Redacted.
Redacted. Redacted. That was...
That was a close call.
That was really close. You know, this next song, Aliyev and I have been bumping this a little bit.
This song's great. This is a classic.
Yeah. These guys, I mean, they have a few hits.
This is the only one that I know.
No, they got a couple. You would recognize a couple more. Maybe we should just end the entire show with Seals and Crofts. How many can we fit? We could fit, like, 2.5-3 songs.
I would like to play the last one that I have, just to show you, like, just because it's really good. This is Summer Breeze. Enjoy.
See the curtains hanging in the window in the evening on a Friday night. heart. Little light is shining through the window, let me know everything's alright. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. The paper laying on the sidewalk, a little music from the house next door. So I walk on up to the doorstep, through the screen and across the floor. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Days of summer, the jasmine's in bloom. July is dressed up and playing her tune. And I come home from a hard day's work, and you're waiting there, a care in the world. See the smile of Wayne in the kitchen, food cooking on the plates for two. Feel the arms that reach out to hold me in the evening when the day is through. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
Undisputed classic.
I would kill for a summer breeze right now. It is brisk.
Me too.
Brick, as they say.
I could go for a brisk.
Do you remember when we would get like 90 brisks from
that's like what? I stopped at my grandparents' house on the way up, and I picked up the most random assortment of drinks. But they're all replacing brisks for me a little bit. You know, I got like the mini ginger ales. I got like some Mott's apple juice.
Respect.
Some little yellow Gatorades. I don't know when I'm gonna drink those.
White probably Claw.
Yellow Gatorade goes crazy.
I mean, it's good.
White Claw.
Yeah, nah.
Oh god, what did I have? You guys ever try this Noka stuff? It's disgusting. No. It's non-carbonated.
Oh yeah.
It's literally just boozy water.
You know what? I think I saw billboards for that in Florida. Like I think I've only seen that in Florida.
It's vile. It tastes like a flat White Claw, and it's just gross.
Really?
Mm, yeah. Yum.
I feel like yummy. I would like that low key because I sometimes the bubbles.
You got the Jewish bubbles, IBS.
The bubbles like.
The bubbles.
The weak Ashkenazi stomach.
I don't know how much I can say on it. I'm just gonna leave it at the bubbles.
The bubbles.
Yeah. I don't have time to play this last song as much as I want to. But you guys should really check out Wiseblood. She's really cool. Great pop.
You want to start? We could just start it.
Yeah, you know it's great. All right. Well, this has been great fun.
I know this one really went fast.
This one went really quick.
It was probably from the 5 minutes of technical difficulties in the beginning.
And then laughing while trying to do the PSA. Sorry.
Yeah,
I'll take the blame.
Don't say sorry for that. That was Harrison's fault.
Yeah, blame
that
me.
That was definitely Harrison's fault.
Let me just take the L for that. I'm calling an audible.
Oh, quick audible.
Quick little audible because I don't want to be rude to the people coming in. sorry, that's not directed at anybody.
Yeah, I heard that little something in your throat before too.
Yeah, no, I'm just it's the cold, man. What can I say?
Just play some Travis.
Ben, what a
90210 right now.
I was about to say Ben, do you have any comments? But then he said it himself.
I can't believe people actually own rodeo vinyls. Like, that's like the funniest thing I've heard of it. Like, I hate Travis, man. I really do. I can't stand him.
Days Before Rodeo, however.
Drugs, You Should Try Them. That song sucks. So people, I used to Ben defend that song too. That song sucks, man. I'm sorry.
That is Ben's childhood.
Wait, insulting. Just before we go, I want this to be on air. What are your thoughts on Fred Again professionally?
Who?
Fred Again.
I have no idea who that is.
He's a DJ.
Oh, you're in for a treat.
Sounds like fake. Sounds like a fake person. Sounds like a fake name. It I think you're pulling my leg. Disney man. Movies.
Didn't they have a guy named Fred? Yeah, they had Fred who was like.
Oh yeah, yeah, Fred. And then they had the Fred movie. And a little spinoff of iCarly.
Oh, with John Cena in it?
Yeah,
because my friend actually this weekend was like, he's like into all this house stuff, and he was like, yo, you should listen to Fred Again. And I was like, okay.
Bro, did I show you that Zane Lowe interview?
No.
Can I be honest with you? I've never, the closest thing to like house music that I've ever gotten into is like French Touch with like Daft Punk.
Yeah.
But, like, I just don't get it.
It's just haven't heard Fred Again. I didn't get it until... No, but I didn't.
I think
get
it's like
it
a thing you have to be
it,
in man. The place, like actually hearing it. I would never like listen to it on my own time. I guess it's like if I'm at a house show, I'm like, oh, that's cool.
Maybe.
But this is more
like emotional. It's like okay, like yeah. you feel it. Yeah, okay, like it's like
right. Benson is.
I'll play.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, we got one more song left because we got next DJ coming in. This
DJ.
Is,
speaking of Fred Again.
This is a Bone by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard off of Paper Mache Dream Balloon.
Boom.
All right. Enjoy, everybody. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you.
This has been
Thanks
Stranger
for having
Waves
me, guys.
On 91.5 WMFO.
Pleasure.
Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. See you in 2 weeks.
Good night, everybody.
The schedule sucks.
Dose.
Show up on my